Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The Justice Department has taken more documents from President Biden's home. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavidez reports.
President Biden's personal attorney says the Justice Department found additional documents marked classified in a nearly 13-hour search of the president's Wilmington home on Friday. A statement from Mr. Biden's attorney says in part, DOJ took possession of materials it deemed within the scope of its inquiry, some of which were from the president's service in the Senate, and some of which were from his tenure as vice president.
More than 100,000 protesters gathered to demonstrate against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new far-right government. CBS News reporter Haley Hott is in Jerusalem.
Israelis have been taking to the streets in their thousands to protest the country's new far-right, ultra-religious government. Some said they were fighting for their futures.
We care about our rights, like women's rights and Palestinian people's rights, homosexuality, everything.
The Memphis Police Department has fired five police officers involved in a traffic stop that may have led to the death of 29-year-old Tyre Nichols, who was black. The department said the officers violated its policies pertaining to the use of force, duty to render aid, and duty to intervene. CBS News correspondent Dana Jacobson has more.
Memphis police said on January 7th, Nichols tried to run away on foot after officers pulled him over for reckless driving. When he was eventually caught and arrested, he complained of shortness of breath. The 29-year-old died 3 days later in the hospital. His family claims he was brutally beaten.
Last year's baby formula shortage has led to a federal investigation against a Michigan company. WWMT-TV anchor Ali Jenner John has more.
The Department of Justice is investigating Abbott Laboratories' infant formula plant in Sturgis. The plant was shut down for months last year after an FDA inspection found bacteria in several areas. Powdered infant formulas made at the plant were recalled, creating another hurdle for families struggling to get baby formula following supply chain issues.
The price of eggs is spiking, leading some to cross the border to get a cheaper dozen. Correspondent Allison Keyes explains.
People are shell-shocked over the price of eggs amid inflation and bird flu, and some are moving to raise chickens in their backyards. But there's also a spike in egg smuggling at the southern border as travelers bring them in from Mexico. A carton of 30 eggs there runs about $3.40, but in California, a dozen eggs cost more than $7.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies today with a high of 26. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 12. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance of flurries 29. Temperatures above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 20s. Chance for snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
For CBS News, Philadelphia, Chinatown.
Today marks 50 years since the landmark Roe v. Wade Supreme Court abortion ruling, which stood for almost 49 and a half years.
In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortions.
It stood until June when the High Court overturned the ruling, sending abortion rights decisions back to states. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Tara, quote, "My doctor wanted me to do saline rinses for my allergies, but I've never been able to successfully use a neti pot. Navage uses suction power, so it's foolproof. There are nights when I'll have particularly bothersome allergies. I'll bust it out, and the results are immediate. It's such a relief. It's become a lifesaver." Unquote. She's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio. For the people. Radio for the people.
Time. Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
Time. Love. Be. is The Whale by Mindox. That was the Central Last Crack at 11. And Mindox was, we changed it up with bands that came out of Last Crack. Mindox was a band after Last Crack that singer Butto was in with Pete Ress, who is also in the Skin Tones, who you may have heard here on Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Heavy. We opened that setup of a Central Last Crack at 11 with Seven Seasons Deep, and that features Sean Anthony Brown on vocals, who was singer for Last Crack on their third album. We're going to keep it rolling here with the Black Saints. This is a throwback from a Milwaukee band from back in the 90s. This song is called Running. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Smith with the band Autumn Reverie, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Let me see.
Force Field, that is Sword of Honor. This is Rocker. You're listening to Max and Kevy. Before that, we heard Helion Prime, The Final Theory. That featured Mary Zimmer on vocals. And Autumn Reverie, Stalemate. And we opened that up with the Black Saints and Running. Great old Milwaukee band. Hey, coming up, we have Bad Year, Little Mose and Ohms, Flying Fuzz, Rebels Without Applause, Faces for Radio. Still more to come here on Maxine Kevy. You're listening to hard rock and heavy metal from across Wisconsin.
CBS News Brief. The FBI took possession of six more items from President Biden's home, according to his attorney. CBS's Christian Benavidez reports.
Saturday's statement says DOJ had full access to the president's home, including personally handwritten notes, files, papers, binders, memorabilia, to-do lists, schedules, and reminders going back decades.
There's a major demonstration against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's far-right government. CBS's Haley Ott.
Included in Netanyahu's cabinet, Itamar Ben-Gvir. He's a radical, ultra-nationalist, once convicted of supporting a terrorist organization.
Five Memphis police officers have been fired after the death of Tyre Nichols during a traffic stop. Correspondent Dana Jacobson.
The police department said it will release the arrest footage. The FBI and Justice Department are also launching an investigation into Nichols' death.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by suddenly. You realize you've been fed lies, so let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you and me.
Radio for the people.
Thank you.
With Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
affect me. I still see your face in old yellow photographs. When someone speaks your name, I can still hear you laugh. What did I take now?
Rebels Without Applause, Greg Fulton. He was in Snow White in the 80s and 90s. Late 90s, he was in Rebels Without Applause with his brother on drums. Great band out of Chicago, great throwback. Before that, we had The Flying Fuzz out of Madison, Our Freedom. And then Eglath, Kingdom of Bones. Kingdom of Bones.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5